seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. Call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
Yeah. Hey.
It's the KSL Greenhouse. Expert tips for flowers, trees, gardens, and soil. Our hosts are Maria Chaleos and Ton Bettis on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse, spending your Saturday morning with us. And what a lovely day it is. This morning, the Greenhouse Show is coming to you from Euromax in Pleasant Grove. We hope you come out and see us and see all these wonderful cabinet designs. Ton, this morning we wanted to start the show. I better give the phone number first because our phone lines are open, 801-575-8255. You can also text us your questions at 57500. But we wanted to start out and talk about one of the diseases that affects fruit trees, and that is Cytosporus, or perennial canker. That's not that easy to say on a Saturday morning, by the way. So, what's this all about?
Well, Cytospora last spring was very bad. We had a lot of weather that made it so that the fruit trees weren't very happy, and the lot of fruit trees, the stone fruits particularly, mm-hmm. took a lot of trunk damage. And Cytospora is a disease that may not get into trees if the tree is healthy, but it gets in through trunk damage and pruning wounds.
Oh.
And so you need to time these things so that you can maximize trunk health. And if you've had problems with Cytospora, you may need to do some fungicidal treatments after you prune to try to prevent it from getting worse. But what will happen on our stone fruits, because a lot of them are not quite completely adapted to the Utah climate, where we're really dry in the summer and we have the winter sun that comes in the winter, and it heats the trunk up on the south and west side, and you get sap flow, it freezes and sloughs off. And so a major area where Cytospora gets into a trunk is through this winter sun damage and from mower damage, and also if a rootstock isn't very hardy. And so there are a lot of rootstocks that, especially on peaches, that we don't use here, but every once in a while you'll see trees brought in from California in one of the box stores that are on something like Nemagard or some of these other California oriented rootstocks that are only hardy to 10 or 15 degrees. And if it gets colder than that, then they freeze, and then even those microfractures in the conductive tissue on the rootstock will allow the Cytospora in. And so what can we do about it?
Well, first of all, how do you know if you have it?
Well, you'll see in the summer that you'll have cankers form on the trunk and limbs that will be really sappy. And you need to clarify, you might need to cut underneath them because it'll be a dark brown or black underneath. Because sometimes trees, especially stone fruits, are just prone to being a little bit sappy like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see it, and what will happen is it'll spread and eventually girdles either the trunk or a limb, and it can actually over time kill major portions of a tree or kill a tree completely.
So what do we do about it?
So on a hobby or homeowner orchard basis, I recommend that fruit tree trunks, and it doesn't matter if they're apples or peaches or pears or whatever, they get painted with water-based latex paint. So you mix that one-to-one with water, and you have to make sure it's water-based latex, and you just paint the trunk every year to 2 years, and that will cool. That white color keeps the sun from heating the trunk up.
Oh.
And it really saves it from a lot of damage. And so that is the easiest thing we can do. Another thing we can do is to make sure we have bare ground at the base of the tree. So you want a good, especially on a more mature tree, 3 or 4 foot wide ring around the tree of bare soil, or you might be able to put some bark mulch on it, but that will prevent mechanical injury from string trimmers and mowers. So that's another thing that is very easy to do that's not pesticide related. The third is if you've had a history of Cytospora or this perennial canker in your orchard, then you will want to prune in mid-March for stone fruits and mid-February for apples. Apples aren't really prone to it as much. It's more the stone fruits instead of later because as it gets warmer in the spring, your trees are more prone. But after you're done pruning, you would spray the tree with a fungicide to try to knock down the inoculum of Cytospora.
But you mentioned it doesn't happen as often if the tree is healthy.
It does not. And so some of it is rootstock dependent. So peaches on level rootstock are less likely to get Cytospora. And then, because it's more hardy. So, and then if you paint the tree trunks, you maintain your trees so that, you know, they're growing well, those trees are going to be more able to resist the Cytospora and more able to overcome it if you need to prune it out or prune a limb out from it, just because they're going to be more vigorous and more resilient.
Okay, and you can find out more on the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page. Michelle has put up an article for you there and learn more about Cytospora and kind of the things to look for if you are worried that your tree has this disease. KSL Greenhouse Show coming to you today from Euromax. We are in Pleasant Grove. Max has joined us here. Max, we've been talking about just the unique, innovative designs for cabinets, wall panels, tall, very tall doors. But I don't want to miss the accessories that you have. You have so many wonderful accessories. And let's start out with maybe the kitchen accessories. Let's start out with these cool aluminum boxes that you can build that can have any kind of backing you want. It doesn't have to be an aluminum backing, but talk about some of these.
Sure. So we don't want you have a mess on your countertop. That's why we provide some accessories where you can leave your countertop clean without a mess. So the one of that is we can build aluminum box, and there can be like a different back. It can be a wood, it can be HPL, it can be acrylic, it can be laminate. Wherever you can pick up, we can even paint it. But inside this box, you can divide with aluminum for different spots, for your spices, for your...
Wine glasses. Gravy boats
for an iPad where you can look at your recipe while you're cooking. We can do all that stuff. But also we can do like wall panels mounted on the wall, with a little small gap between them where we can insert a floating shelf from aluminum where you can put the same stuff like spices, some decors and all that stuff, which should make it adorable and look amazing. And one more stuff we can put between the countertop and the wall cabinets, we can install aluminum rod with LED for lighting your beautiful accessories, and we can insert the hooks in that aluminum rod. We can install the accessory for iPad as well, for paper towels, for regular towels, for wine glasses. So it's like so much options to put there.
You have really made the word custom something totally different, not just a custom size, but pretty much allowing people to pick whatever kind of outside they want on their cabinets, and then just being able to design just every little nook and cranny with hooks and accessories.
Right. We don't want people have a boundaries about their furniture and cabinets, so we provide so much options. If you dream about something, about the colors, shapes, we can bring from all around the world the best product, the best hardware. We can bring it to Utah and manufacture what you dream about.
Yeah, for anybody who's just tuning in, they're going to know that you are all about organization and efficiency and not having all those holes that are just drilled into the cabinets just for no reason.
Yeah, we love to provide like nice looking cabinets outside and inside.
Love that efficiency. Love, you know, those clean,
when I was
clean looks.
Looking at these cabinets and just all the different, just small details for organization, it really, you know, whether you have a large home or a small home, these cabinets will help you save so much space in your kitchen and just open it up and make it just brighter, more airy, and just have a lot cleaner look.
Yeah, even the drying rack can be put within the cabinet, which just amazes me.
Ventilated drying racks inside the drawer, so you don't have to have a drying rack next to your kitchen sink. you know, a lot of times you don't, when if it's just you and your wife, or you eat a small meal, there's not enough to run the dishwasher, you know, enough dishes. And so you have this drying rack right inside there. And so they're out of sight, out of mind, dry in a few hours, and they're just ready for use again.
You want to see everything we're talking about. You can either go to their website, euromaxfurniture.com. Hope you come down and see us, though. We have some bagels for you this morning. We have greenhouse T-shirts while they last. We are at Euromax Pleasant Grove, 2415 West, 700 South. And we're right next to the Tesla dealership. We'll be right back. Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria and Ton with you this morning. We are taking your calls at 801-575-8255. You can text us your questions at 57500. Let's go back to our texters here, Ton. One saying they have a 20-year-old Emperor Japanese maple. It's grown to about 18 feet tall. It has cankers on a lot of the branches where the bark is cracking off. Anything that they can do?
I would take some pictures of them and email them to their local USU Extension office to get a better diagnosis. Depending on what's going on, it could be so many different things. I don't want to put anything out there and steer them in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next listener is Bonnie and Sandy. She planted 4 hydrangea bushes about 1 foot tall last June. They're supposed to be 3 to 5 feet, but have had no growth at all, and she's not sure how to prepare them for winter.
She doesn't need to do anything. Just make sure that they don't dry out until we get regular rain and snow. They are newly enough planted that they, if we do have, you know, a period of 4 or 5 weeks without any precipitation, they could get, the roots could get a little bit too dry. And so she doesn't want to make a swamp, but just water them in once in a while until we get regular rain and snow. And they didn't grow much. That's common for the first year. And just be patient and see what they do in the spring.
All right. Next listener says they have dahlia and calla lily bulbs that bloom this summer. Do they need to dig them out and store them for the winter? And then how do they store them if needed?
Depends on if they want them next year or not. The risky way to do this, which often actually works, is to get some steer manure and just a bag of it and put a mound 6 inches high and 6 or 8 inches beyond where the crown of the plant stops over the tops of these, because the steer manure will break down and it keeps the soil from freezing. And then they will come up the next year. But the safe thing to do is to dig them, because they are only, both of these are usually only hardy down to about 10 degrees above zero,
oh.
15
okay.
at best. And so if you dig those out and store them in barely wet sawdust or potting soil, and then replant them when danger of frost is gone in the spring, that's the safe thing.
Okay, next listener wants to know, before they put their hoses away, should they go out and do some hand watering of their trees and bushes since it's been so dry?
If they're established, no. The only established trees and bushes we will water are conifers. So anything with needles or scales, junipers, pines, spruce, fir, Douglas fir, anything in this group, we will water through the fall until we get regular precipitation, because they do not tolerate dry soil. But deciduous plants, so anything that the leaves drop, are a much better. And they do not, once they're established, they do not really need to be watered that much through a dry fall.
Okay. Next listener says they have a Canada red choke cherry that has thinning leaves and it's producing small fruits. Is it looking, and it is looking bad and was all summer, can they possibly revive it?
Well, there's a few different things that can be going on. I don't know. I need to choose my words carefully.
Please.
But Canada red chokecherry, for as pretty as a tree can be equally as ugly, I guess. Because
it can be beautiful or not.
The trees have a tendency to kind of get a little bit spindly. And they'll get what's called blind wood on them sometimes, to where you'll have 18 inches of branch and leaves on the tips. And so there's a few things with these Canada Reds that sometimes make you want to say, hmm. But generally they're pretty trees. And so I can't really say for sure because I don't know if the tree is just doing what it's doing because that's what Canada Red cherries sometimes do, or if there's a problem, say too much water, too little water, a disease in it. And so it's really hard to say. What they could try is maybe tip pruning it in the spring. So after it's done blooming, they will go in, and if it's not too big, and just cut between 3 and 6 inches off of the tip of every branch. And it'll take 6 weeks, but it'll releaf and send a lot more branches out, and it looks a lot thicker. And that's sometimes a trick that nurseries will, the wholesalers or the growers will do, is tip prune these Canada Reds because they can get a little bit spindly.
Okay. We have a minute before we need to take a break. Number to call with your questions, and the phone lines are open, 801-575-8255. You can text us your questions at 57500. What's happening in your yard today?
Well, I need to do a few things. I've got weeds to pull, amazingly, in the middle of November.
Isn't your soil frozen?
Not against the house.
Okay, and so there are areas where you can still do a little bit of
work. There are areas I need to clean up some. I need to dig out annuals that have frozen finally. I still have marigolds. Well, no, petunias going.
Wow.
And that's always fun to see those in November.
They're still blooming?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
And
okay. I pulled mine out. I can't stand pulling them out when they're all wet and soggy.
My dusty miller is the first time I've grown it, and it's actually quite drought hardy. And it's still looking beautiful. And sometimes that dusty miller, if you don't get below 10 or 15 degrees, will overwinter. So I'm thinking about leaving it in and maybe making some boxes for it and covering it with leaves. I don't know if I will or not.
All right.
But that's among the many things.
Yeah, me too. I've got a whole list. Number for you to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. We're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. Remember this morning, though, that we are at Euromax in Pleasant Grove, 2415 West, 7th South. You can come out and see us here. You can check out their website, euromaxfurniture.com. But we hope to see you. We have nice bagels for you. We have some greenhouse T-shirts. And we'll be right back following the news.
The Greenhouse Show on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria Chaleos, Tom Bettis with you this morning. Taking your calls at 801-575-8255. You can also text us your questions at 57500. This morning we've been coming to you from Euromax in Pleasant Grove. They are located at 2415 West, 700 South, and right next to the Tesla dealership. And we've been looking at these amazing cabinet designs. Mike, you've been telling us about all of the wonderful accessories, the cabinets, the wall panels, and these tall doors. But you really go with the customer and you carry through the whole project from beginning to end so that you can make sure that people are getting the experience that they really want and ending up with what they want at the end.
Sure. Yeah, that's been my background, really, is I've been an installation company. So personally, I've installed over 4,000 kitchens, and my company's installed over 10,000 kitchens. So every day I've been in a customer's house, you know, at the finished end of every project and you know, going over the things that they're looking at to try to get what they want. And before I partnered with Max, I've just always struggled with the details. Like, all the cabinet shops tell you, hey, we pay attention to details, but they skip a lot of the details. So the hanging rail system is one of the huge keys to getting the cabinets straight, and just nobody has done it here. Everybody just screws their cabinets to the wall, and walls are not straight. So if you go look, if you open your cabinets right now, I bet you can find a bunch of extra holes in the back of your cabinet with no screws in them because they missed the stud. I bet you can find the back of the cabinet sucked off of the top of the cabinet and gaps everywhere because walls aren't straight, and so the cabinets pull apart while you're screwing them in, and you really shouldn't be screwing the backs of cabinets to the wall. That's what everybody does. Our cabinets are hung from the sides of the cabinets and hang on a rail so that everything, no screws, everything's perfectly straight. Then when you get down to trying to adjust your doors, you can actually make them straight. So I don't know how many times I've sat there with complaints from customers saying, hey, it's not perfect, it's not straight. And I'm like, there's no way that I can get this cabinet perfectly straight when your wall's so crooked.
Right.
But with the solutions that we have, the Euromax with the hanging rail and the European design, we can do it.
One of the great things about this design, other than what you just mentioned, is that you can do kind of the sleek, more modern looks with different laminates, or you can do a classic style as well.
Of course, sure. Yeah, we can do crown molding. We can do solid wood doors. We can give you a traditional craftsman look, but we'll still have the same box construction that we do with our modern door styles. That doesn't change. So cabinets will be perfectly straight. Cabinets will be edge banded with PUR glue on all four sides of every part, so you're water resistant, you're clean inside, you're clean outside, and can achieve any look that you want. Any look that you want, oak, hickory, cherry, you know, walnut, you name it. We'll do anything.
Right, even those baseboards that won't get warped when you're mopping your floor.
Sure.
Yeah, we can talk about this all day. People really need to come and see for themselves what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
These unique custom cabinet designs with all the accessories and the LED lights and the tall hanging doors and the wall panels. I hope they come in to Euromax here in Pleasant Grove. But if they can't come in today, because we know people are busy, they've planned their day, they can also go to euromaxfurniture.com. We appreciate you having us here today.
Great. Thank you.
Let's get back to our phone lines for a minute. Let's see who we've got here. We have a couple of people on the line this morning. Ned is in Lehigh. Good morning, Ned. What was your question?
Yes, I have a problem with the early dieback of potatoes. And I'm wondering if there's something I can spray that with, or if there's a variety that is not so susceptible. I mean, the potatoes died completely out, I think, like late June.
Are you planting the potatoes in the same spot every year?
I have not, but I have done that in the past.
How many years in a row did you grow them in the spot?
I think this one that I just planted was probably the most was 2 years.
Okay. And you just have a problem with the potatoes dying out every early to midsummer?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And where are you getting your potato starts from?
I just planted my potatoes that I've used before, and then I bought some at Cal's, which were certified.
Okay. And do you have a spot in your garden where you've never grown potatoes or tomatoes or peppers or anything along those lines?
Yes.
Okay. What I would recommend doing is getting certified disease-free potato starts, the potato seed, and planting it in that area where you have never grown potatoes and see how they do. And the reason I have you do that is for some reason, and it's not really common, you could have early blight inoculum, or there could be something else going on. But if you put new seed that's disease-free in a new spot and it still goes down, that either tells you there's something else going on, or you might for some reason have some sort of phytophthora or verticillium in your soil that would prevent you from being able to grow potatoes.
Oh, okay.
And that's why you would plant them in a new spot and don't use potatoes that you've saved, because just because they're a big ball of starch, you know, that's potential energy for a lot of different microorganisms to feed on. And so oftentimes over the winter, they can get inoculum from different things that may make them not as usable in the spring.
Okay, very good.
All right. Thank you for your call this morning. Ton, next listener, wants to know, they want a little bit more information about whether trees need to be watered or not. They say, is the best way to know if your evergreen needs to be watered is to check the soil? They have sandy soil.
Well, if it's sandy soil, then I would go ahead and irrigate that tree in every couple of weeks until we get regular rain and snow.
Okay.
Especially if it's fewer than 3 or 4 years old. You know, right now with the rain we got last week, and you need to go down 6 inches sometimes to see if there's moisture, because the roots are in the top 2 feet of soil. But in a sandy soil, you may need to irrigate a little more often.
Next listener wants to know, when is the best time to prune a goji berry?
in the spring, probably mid-March. Those gojis are incredibly adaptable, but I wouldn't do it in the fall because you're wanting them to go dormant, so mid-March of next year.
Okay, Steve is on the line in Orem. Good morning, Steve. What was your question?
Yes, I have two. One, a while back I asked if it was okay to fertilize this late, and I did, and boy, it sure helped. But now the lawn is starting to get long, and should I go ahead and mow it low, or should I just leave it during the winter? And then I have another question.
You need to mow it on your final mowing of the year. You need to mow it to about an inch and a half in height. The reason for this is that under the snow, especially if the ground isn't completely frozen, we get a disease called snow mold that can go crazy under snow. And if the grass is cut short to where it won't lay down as easily, the snow mold doesn't spread nearly as quickly.
Okay, that probably what happened last year. I think I, when my wife passed away, that happened. Now, what about roses? Should I go ahead and cut those way back like you normally do in the fall?
No, you don't cut roses back in the fall if you can avoid it. Always around mid-March. Yeah, well, you can cut branches out that are going to break because of snow load, and that's fine, but you leave the roses intact as much as you can and then do your pruning in mid-March.
Even with the ones that there's still a lot of roses on there, just leave them and let them die on their own?
That's fine, yep.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for your call this morning. Next listener, Ton, wants to know, they want to overseed their 20-year-old Kentucky bluegrass lawn with some Biograss's KB. Do they need to dethatch or wait until they aerate in the spring?
They could put it down now, but they don't necessarily need to dethatch. Why you would do that is if you're ready to give up and start completely over, you can try dethatching to get a lot of your thatch layer gone and then aerating heavily, and you're really tearing up the lawn, and then seeding. You leave the plugs intact and you treat it as a new lawn. And as the seed germinates and hopefully the old grass recovers a bit, it may generate a new lawn with less effort than having to start completely over. But I would wait for that until late April to May of next year or late August.
All right. Next listener is in Hiram. They want to know if it's too late to fertilize. They say the nights are in the low 20s to low 30s, but the days are warmer.
Hiram, my old stomping grounds, I lived up there for almost 6 years. I love the city. But yeah, you're fine to fertilize. You know, your grass is still green, and even though it's slowed down, actively growing, you will see a lot of benefit, especially next year.
You can text us your questions at 57500. You can call us 801-575-8255. This morning, the Greenhouse Show has been coming to you from Euromax in Pleasant Grove, 2415 West, 700 South. You can check out all their fun stuff at euromaxfurniture.com. We'll be right back. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria and Ton with you. Number to call 801-575-8255. Text us at 57500. We've been coming to you this morning from Euromax in Pleasant Grove. Mike and Max are back with us right now. And really, the wonderful thing about your store is somebody who is really planning a kitchen or a bedroom or an office can come in and just see the innovative designs that you have that really are just, they're really meant about the experience, aren't they, Max? I mean, you really want somebody to enjoy their kitchen or their bedroom just like they would a fine car.
Yeah, in my mind, like if you love your car and you enjoy it every day and you'd like take the best from the market, that's like about the furniture. You will enjoy our furniture, like you'll enjoy the closets, the soft closing, the inserts, the organization, the hardware we use, and the colors we can match the color you can dream about. We have more than 100 colors for interior boxes, and we have hundreds of color for your front doors. You'll not be limited. You'll find what you dream about.
And that's every accessory to go along with whatever you dream about, including the amazing LED lighting that you do.
Yep. We got a lot of everything. So I think it really comes down to like what our mission statement is and we spent a lot of time coming up with the mission statement and put a lot of thought and work into it. And it's very simple, but it brings everything together. You know, it's just a progressive approach to quality with a focus on employees and customers' happiness. And at the end of the day, if the employees are happy, if the customers are happy, and we're always looking for what's the best technology, what's the best way of doing things, then it's win for everybody.
Your favorite thing? Like, what is the thing that people are wowed about when they come in?
I would say it's about the glass closet with LED and with, like, leather and velvet inserts. It's awesome. It's just, like, wow effect right away.
Right. I talked about some of the things that I really loved, like the drying rack inside the cabinet where it's just hidden away and your counter space is really clean, and the cool broom closet that's like only 6 inches, 6 inches wide?
Right, that just 6 inches
wide. Kind of slides out and your broom is like hidden in there, and all those, you know, dustpan, you don't have to worry about any of those things.
You could never thought that you can stack your broom in that little space, right?
Right. And it's just tucked away so nicely. Well, I can see that you are so customer service oriented, because Mike, you talked about how you take the customer through from beginning to end. You guys also have like a designer they can work with if they don't have their own designer.
For sure. Yep. We can definitely provide a design service for you, and we have some great designers. So.
Okay. I know you have great videos on your website. Let's tell people where they can go and see what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's EuroMaxFurniture.com, and be sure to check out the animations and the videos on there. They really describe how we're building our cabinets.
Okay, how late are you open today if people want to come in today?
Till 5 we are open today.
Okay, we want you to come down and see these wonderful things that we're talking about. I didn't even mention the wall panels this time around. You have some cool wall panels as well.
Yeah, it's right behind you.
Right? That's why I didn't mention it this time around. It's right behind me. So come and see what we're talking about. Again, we are at Euromax. It's in Pleasant Grove, 2415 West and 700 South. And check them out, EuromaxFurniture.com. And thanks for joining us today for the KSL Greenhouse. Ton, you've been talking about some of the things that you're going to be doing out in your yard. What are some things that we really can do now that'll make a difference in the spring?
So if you haven't gotten your bulbs planted, I would really recommend doing that before the ground freezes, because there's still time. And right now you can actually find bulbs on clearance from garden centers and box stores. Maybe a little late, but you should be able to find some that you can get those in. Then cutting your lawn down to an inch and a half, that is something else that is important to help prevent the spread of snow mold. When the snow melts off in the spring and you see all these dead patches that weren't there the year before, that's something else that can be done. And then getting those leaves off of the lawn. Now, if the leaves are light and you can see the lawn through the leaves, mow them in, and that will add to organic matter in the soil and just be all sorts of beneficial. But if they're so thick that you can't see the lawn, you probably need to collect them and then put those leaves into your garden or another area.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, like if you still need to plant some trees, if you can find the tree that you want, this is still a perfect time to get it in the ground.
It is, and many of the best trees, just they're not the most popular, but they're the most adapted, are on discount right now. And so I would check out the garden centers. If you're wanting new trees, the extension offices can help you maybe with selection and help you decide what you want. It's just a really good time to shop.
If you are just tuning in and you've missed the Greenhouse Show this morning, you woke up a little bit late, we know that daylight saving time kind of threw a lot of folks off just a little bit. You can always check out the KSL Greenhouse Show in podcast form. And we're back on the Apple Podcast. If you check the last few episodes, you were kind of discouraged that you didn't see the latest episode there. The episodes are now all back up on Apple Podcasts, or you can catch us on kslpodcast.com. And we do a lot of work on our social media. We have a great producer, Michelle, back at the studio, and she does a great job on social media. Check us out on Instagram. You'll always find Ton's quick tip on Instagram, and every week you pick a subject that is most the thing that people are talking about that week and put up on there.
Yeah, or things they should be doing or things they need to be aware of.
Right, and she has some fun quizzes there about the show as well. And on Facebook, like today, for example, Michelle has put up, we talked about the plan of the week in the 8 o'clock hour. We always do plan of the week. She's put up the plan of the week, which is the autumn crocus, so you can check that out. We talked about pruning raspberries. You can find an article on Facebook there, and you can also find an article on Cytospora. That is that disease that affects fruit trees.
And diseases aren't always as fun to talk about as the cool flowers and things, but there were so many people last year with Cytospora and so many dead and heavily damaged fruit trees that I think that a little prevention, which we talked about today, will go a long way towards making those so that they will be more healthy in the spring.
Okay, I hope you join us again next week for the Greenhouse Show from 8 to 11. You can catch me on Utah's Noon News every day at noon, so check us out there as well. And thank you so much to Euromax for having us here today. We are in Pleasant Grove. Again, they're open until 5. You can come check out these cool cabinet designs and wall panels. They are at 2415 West 700 South in Pleasant Grove, or you can find them at euromaxfurniture.com. Have a great weekend.